Jerusalem, the trial of Adolf Eichmann begins, reviving memories of the Nazi horrors of the Second World War. Entering the bulletproof prisoner's box is the man charged with the annihilation of millions of Jews in Nazi death camps. Searching problems of conscience and of international law will be raised by this trial, one of the most stirring of modern times. Eichmann himself is impassive as the three judges who will decide his fate enter. Now, after 15 years in hiding, and 1 year after his sensational abduction from Argentina, Adolf Eichmann is indicted on 15 counts of crimes against the Jewish people and crimes against humanity.
He accused, together with others, during the period 1939 to 1945, caused the killing of millions of Jews in his capacity as the person responsible for the execution of the Nazi plan for the physical extermination of the Jews, known as the final solution of the Jewish problem.
Eichmann's attorney, Dr. Robert Servatius, opens by denying the legality of the trial and questions the jurisdiction obtained by Eichmann's forcible capture. Dr. Servatius further suggests that Eichmann be tried by a neutral or international tribunal. Israeli Attorney General Gideon Hausner, the chief prosecutor, replies that no one except the State of Israel has sought to bring Eichmann to justice and cites the Nuremberg war crimes trials as precedent for this trial. Throughout, Eichmann remains icy calm, his fate at last in the scales of justice.